I'm Stephanie Potter with a new monthly show on KB Radio, The Recovery Zone, featuring groups and individuals who recognize the dis-ease of the world today. They're working to bring changes to our present way of doing things. My guest this Thursday will be spiritual ecologist Morgan Brent, who through lecture and song teaches about earth consciousness and what he calls the Silvapolitan.
Silva means of the forest or of nature. Politan means citizen of. So he's like the citizen of a city-state, of nature, or the forest. And because I worked in the forest pretty extensively, I can see this very much like a forest being a great city. So in many ways, the Silvapolitan is someone who is cultivated in this dialogue with nature. And there's a more full-spectrum human in the Silvapolitan.
To hear more, tune in on Thursday at 10 a.m. to the Recovery Zone on KB Radio.
Thank you. Welcome to Radio Free Ireland. My name is Per. Maura is taking some time off. What you just heard was it's a CD I've been playing a bit lately. It's early Irish American music. It's called The Wheels of the World, and this is classic recordings from the 1920s and 30s. And what you heard was the last one was Paddy Dolan on the fiddle playing the Irish Girl and the Blue Breeches. And before that, Patrick J. Toohey on the Illion Pipes doing the Steam Packet, the Morning Star, and Miss McLeod. Patrick Toohey came to this country in 1868 with his family from County Galway. He was 3 years old. And he was had a career as an entertainer on the vaudeville stage and was known for his being a comedian as well as his piping. And these, I thought that piping was just amazing. And it was all recorded on the Edison cylinder system. He did not live long enough to make more than a, than a few modern discs. And so that's really amazing stuff. We also, next, we're going to go to June Tabor. A listener called in requesting a song by June Tabor, and I hope this is the right one. And then we will follow that up with another one by June Tabor, which is one of my favorites. That's called, it's a Yiddish labor song called Mein Ruheplatz. The first one is about England.
For a place called England, trying to find where I belong. Couldn't find the old flood meadow or the house that I once knew. No trace of that little river or the garden where I grew. I saw town and I saw country, motorway and sink estate. Rich man in his rolling acres, poor man still outside the gate. Retail park and burger kingdom, prairie field and factory farm, run by men who think that England's only a place to park their car. But as the train pulled from the station through the wastelands of despair, from the corner of my eye, a brightness filled the filthy air. Someone sown a patch of sunflowers, though the soil is sooty black. Marigolds and a few tomatoes right beside the railway track. Down behind the terraced houses, in between the concrete towers, compost heaps and scarlet runners, secret gardens full of flowers. Lita grows her scented roses right beneath the big jet's path. With a fortune for her garden, Eileen turns away and laughs. Rise up, George, and wake up, Arthur, time to rouse out from your sleep. Deck the horse with sea-green ribbons, drag the old sword from the deep. Hold the line for Dave and Daniel as they tunnel through the clay, while the oak in all its glory sucks up sun for one more day. Come all you at home with freedom, whatever the land that gave you birth. There's room for you, both root and branch, as long as you love the English earth. Room for vole and room for orchid, room for all to grow and thrive. Just less room for the fat landowner on his ass in his four-wheel drive. Is not
not blood. It's limestone gorge and granite fell. It's weald and clay and seven mud. It's blackbird singing from the may tree. Lark ascending through the scales. Robin watching from your spade. And English earth beneath your nails. Here's two cheers for a place called England. Sore abused but not yet dead. A Mr. Harding saw to England, hanging in there by a thread. Here's two cheers for the crazy diggers, now their hour shall come around. We shall plant the seed they saved us, commonwealth and common ground. Here's two cheers for the crazy diggers, now their hour is come around. We shall plant the seed they saved as commonwealth and common ground. Look for me where leaves are springing. You will not find me there, mine child. At the machines where lives are withered, dort nies mein Ruheplatz. Dort nies mein Ruheplatz. Don't look for me where birds are singing. You will not find me there, mine child. I am a slave where chains are ringing. Dort nies mein Ruheplatz. Dort nies mein Ruheplatz. Don't look for me where streams are playing. You will not find me there, my child. Where spirits fail and tears are flowing, dort nies mein Ruheplatz. Dort nies mein Ruheplatz. If indeed you love me truly, then come to me, my little child, and lift my heavy heart from sorrow. Make it sweet, my resting place. Mach mir süß, mein Ruheplatz.
Well, that was June Tabor doing, the last song was Mein Ruheplatz, and the one before that was about England. I don't have the title handy right here. Let's see what it was. A Place Called England. Well, there's not too much in the way of announcements. There is a benefit Sunday, June 4th, and these are volunteers and friends of Portland Books to Prisoners will host an evening of videos, music, and speakers. And this is to benefit the Green Scare Echo defendants who face some pretty serious charges relating to animal liberation and ecological defense. And this benefit will be held Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. at Free Geek, which is at 1731 Southeast 10th Avenue. There'll be movies, and there will be a performance by Johnny Punch Clock. Another announcement is, I don't know if people have been following the Cannes Film Festival, but the prize was won by a film called The Wind That Shakes the Barley by Ken Loach. And this is a film about the Irish Rebellion. And it was kind of an unexpected winner. There were a lot of other, there were other films that apparently that were more favored to win, but this one did win. And it sounds, from everything I've heard, it sounds like a really a great film to hope it gets here soon. And so we will be playing some I think Dolores Keen singing The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
They sat within a valley green. I sat me with my true love. My heart it strove me to between the old love and the new love. The old for heart, the new that made me think on island Ely, while soft the wind blew down the glen and shook the golden barley. 'Twas hard the awful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us, but harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, in the mountain glen I'd seek at morning early, while soft the wind blew down the glen and shook the golden barley. 'Twas sad I kissed away her tears, my fond arms round her flinging. The yeoman's shot burst on our ears from out the wild wood ringing. The bullet pierced my true love's side in life's young spring so early, and on my breast in blood she died, while soft wind shook the barley. But blood for blood, without remorse, I've taken a Dullard's hollow and laid my true love's big old corpse where I full soon must follow. As round a grave I wander drear, new night and morning airy, with breaking heart whene'er I hear the wind that shakes the barley.
the wind in the cheeks, the barley.
Well, that was Dolores Keane singing The Wind That Shakes the Barley, and let's all keep an eye out for that a movie by that name whenever it gets to Portland, The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Little bit of news. The Belfast Assembly is in session, which has sort of been called by some the hologram on the hill. And I don't know exactly. They don't seem to be doing very much. They're kind of jockeying for position. As we may recall, Jerry Adams nominated Ian Paisley to be the first speaker of the assembly because his party, the Democratic Unionist Party, was the top vote getter. But Ian Paisley turned down that honor when it was presented by Jerry Adams. Jerry Adams seems to be in a kind of receptive mood. He also backs the Orange Order's right to hold parades, despite what's been called grotesque anti-Catholic displays last year. This is a letter asking for a meeting with the Parades Commission, and he noted that the majority of these parades by the Orange Order pass off peacefully. Meanwhile, Peter Hain, the direct ruler, is accused of wasting taxpayers' money on an appeal of the High Court ruling against having two Orange Order people on that parades commission. Also, Martin McGuinness has been accused by some British tabloid of being a British spy, and he reacted with indignation. He called it a lot of load of hooey and total nonsense. And this allegation was made by a former intelligence officer who was going by the pseudonym of Martin Ingram. So this allegation is made by a former spook without giving it sort of an anonymous accusation. Martin McGuinness blamed the Democratic Unionist Party for this whole thing. And what it is, this is a way, I don't know if people remember the days of COINTELPRO in this country, where a lot of Black Panthers and other radicals were, the FBI would put out the rumor that they were working for the FBI. It was known as a snitch jacket. And the purpose of the whole thing was to just get confusion and animosity within the ranks of rebellious people. And that's what this has all the earmarks of, an attempt by the securocrats to show dissension and confusion among the ranks of Irish Republicans. In New York, we have the Irish hurling team as qualified to play in the Ulster Championship June 4th in Belfast Casement Park. But they may not go because some of the 30 members of the team lack proper immigration status. And if they leave the country and try to get back in, they may not be allowed to get back in. So it looks like the Irish hurling team from New York may miss the championship. They are scheduled in the final match against Antrim. So we'll see what happens. That news is in the Irish Echo. The European Court has ruled against the Irish government and backed the Sellafield nuclear power plant. Now, this plant is located on the Great Britain, and it's less than 100 miles from Ireland's east coast, and it has discharged large amounts of plutonium into the Irish Sea in the 50s all the way into the 80s, although it has reduced the amount it discharges now. There are no nuclear plants in Ireland. The Irish government has taken this to the European Court, and the court rules that the Irish are kind of not entitled, that their appeal is illegal. So I'm not sure where that leaves the government of Ireland is in fighting this thing. Nuclear activist Brian Green calls this the world's super dump, and saying that it does process high-level nuclear waste. Also in England, the BBC did a poll on picking a day to celebrate, quote, who we are and what we stand for. This is sort of, they call it Britishness Day. And they took a poll. They polled about 5,000 people responded. And the winner was June 15th, which was the date in 1215 in which King John signed the Magna Carta. That received 27% of the votes. And it beat out a few warlike holidays. It beat out VE Day, also D-Day, Armistice Day, and the day celebrating the Trafalgar victory back in the 1800s. So it's very interesting that these kind of war holidays took a backseat to a significant date in British history, the signing of the Magna Carta, which actually gave rights to the people against the king. Another story in the news is the killer of Pat Finucane, one Ken Barrett, was sentenced he was given a life sentence for the murder in 2004, and he was told that he would spend at least 22 years in jail. However, he was recently released after serving a little less than 3 years in jail. And he is still considered by some, he is still considered a threat, and people are really wondering why this, this killer could be released from prison after only 3 years. And the according to Sinn Féin, it is believed by many people that Ken Barrett was paid for his silence. In other words, there is ample grounds for suspicion that the British spook agencies were in cahoots with Ulster killers, the death squads who killed Pat Finucane, and that Ken Barrett was released early in order to buy his silence. And so this is a battle that is still going on. There are mounting pressure to have the inquiry into Pat Finucane's killing conducted in public and not behind closed doors, which is what the British government wants. Apparently the British government has much to hide, and it looks like they are taking extreme measures to keep the truth hidden. So that is the news for now, and let's go back to some more music.
They promised us a world so different, no more want and poverty, no more lies and cold indifference, a brand new world for you and me. But their silver tongues and golden voices filled us with their fantasy. Now we're left with the same old choices, take the plane and cross the sea. Words were full of hopes and dreams, our ears were full of sympathy, their minds were full of tricks and schemes, a brand new deal for you and me. Let's save our cities from decay, bring us all prosperity, let's put things right without delay, with a brand new deal for you and me. Silver tongues and golden voices filled us with their fantasy. Now we're left with the same old choices. Take the plane and cross the sea.
would be paid on merit with a brand new deal for you and me. They said they'd save our lakes and rivers, this ancient land and rolling sea, like a guardian angel who delivers a brand new deal for you and me. But their silver tongues and golden voices fill us with their fantasy. Now we're left the same old choices, take the plane and cross the sea. But their silver tongues and golden voices fooled us with their fantasy. Now we're left the same old choices, take the plane and cross the sea.
Strangest dream down by Brennan's school. Lynn, there grows a briar and a rose. The tree in the forest, I don't know where I built a nest out of your hair. And climbing up into the air, the briar and the rose. I don't know how long it has been that I was born in Brennan's Glen. And near the end of spring there grows a briar and a rose. I picked the rose one early morn. I pricked my finger on the thorn. They've grown so close there. Tried to tear them both apart. I felt a bullet in my heart. All dressed up in spring's new clothes, the briar and the rose. When I'm buried in my grave, tell me so, I will know. Your tears will fall to make love grow. Briar and the rose.
Hello, the time is 12:49. You're listening to KBOO. We're at 90.7 FM in Portland. We're listening to from Seattle, Dale Russ and Finn McGinty. And they just played a series of reels there, the Gooseberry Bush and Patsy Hanley's reels. Before that was a song called The Briar and the Rose, which was written by Tom Waits, of all people, but it's caught the attention of the Irish community, a nice song. Before that, from Astoria, or actually Cannon Beach, Oregon, a mandolin player named Peter Siegel, from a record several years ago, with the Lower Columbia Trio. It's an album called Friends and Legends. Coming up next, another group from Seattle called Setanta.